Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
There's a group of words you'll use all the time in Italian, in nearly every sentence, in fact. Words like to, in, and on in Italian are essential for talking about where you're going and where things are. But in Italian, these can sometimes feel overly complicated because they hook up with other words. Teachers and grammarians call these articulated prepositions. So in this lesson, you'll learn how to use these words in a natural way to talk about everyday stuff in Italian. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone, and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Hold on a minute, Katie. Let's start with the most important thing. What the heck is an articulated preposition?
Yeah, sorry about that. I have no idea why we need to use such scary words to talk about grammar. But basically, to say to the, for example, Italians smush these two words together to make one word. So for example, how would you say I go to the supermarket?
Vado al supermercato. Vado al supermercato.
So the al you hear is made up of two words. A, which means to, and il, which means the. So little words like a are called prepositions, and they tell us the direction or position of something usually. Then il is an article, which is basically just the fancy grammatical term for the word the in this case. So when Italians smush together a preposition like a and an article like il, that's called an articulated preposition. But you don't need to worry about the fancy grammar words like that. The most important thing, of course, is actually to learn how to use them in everyday conversations, which is what you'll do today.
Before we get started, it's important to have a solid understanding of Italian prepositions. Those little words like a and in. You can learn more in episode 113.
And also the different ways to say the in Italian, which you'll find in episodes 64 to 66.
Speaking of finding things, Katie is terrible at that. Let's listen to today's conversation. How many articulated prepositions like al can you hear?
Matteo, dov'è il mio passaporto?
Non è qui?
No.
Allora, stamattina siamo andati al bar, poi al supermercato. Non dirmi che hai lasciato il passaporto alla cassa.
No, forse è nella valigia o nel frigo.
È qui, sul tavolo.
Let's break that down. I asked Matteo.
Dov'è il mio passaporto?
Where's my passport?
Dove?
Where?
È?
Is?
Il mio?
My?
Passaporto.
Passport.
Non è qui?
It's not here.
Non?
Not?
È?
It is?
Qui.
Here. I say no. So Matteo starts to think.
Allora.
Well.
Stamattina siamo andati al bar.
This morning we went to the cafe.
Stamattina.
This morning.
Siamo andati.
We went.
Al.
To the.
Bar.
In Italian, when we say bar, we mean a coffee shop or a cafe. And here's our first articulated preposition. So remember in Italian, this just means that we smush together words like to and the. A, which means to, hooks onto il from il bar, the bar. So together we get al, to the bar.
Al bar. Al bar.
Then Matteo says.
Poi al supermercato.
Then to the supermarket.
Poi
then
al
to the
supermercato
supermarket. Here again, a to combines with il from il supermercato. To the supermarket.
Al supermercato. Al supermercato.
Then Matteo starts to get a bit worried, rightly so, if you knew all the scares we've had with my passport.
Non dirmi che hai lasciato il passaporto alla cassa.
Don't tell me you left your passport at the till.
Non.
Not.
Dirmi.
Tell me.
Che.
That.
Hai.
You have.
Lasciato.
Left.
Il passaporto.
The passport.
Alla cassa.
At the till. Here, cassa, till, is feminine. So we say la cassa. A means both to and at in Italian. So to say at the, in this case, a, at, combines with la, the, and we get alla, at the till.
Alla cassa. Alla cassa.
When the word for the starts with an L, like la, we actually double up the L. So in this case, we get A-L-L-A. That's how we spell alla. And double letters should be pronounced really nice and long in Italian. Alla.
Alla. Alla. Alla cassa.
Then I say?
No, forse è nella valigia.
No, maybe it's in the suitcase.
Forse.
Maybe.
È.
It's.
Nella.
In the.
Valigia.
Suitcase. And here, in the becomes nella. What's going on? So in Italian to say in, it's usually the same, in. But when it combines, we suddenly get ne. And there's a reason for this. If we said in la, we'd have an N plus an L, which is a funny combination of consonants that just doesn't exist in Italian. So that means that when in combines, we change it to ne. And in this case, it's followed by la. So we double up the L, N-E-L-L-A, nella, in the suitcase.
Nella valigia. Nella valigia.
We hear another example of this in the next sentence.
O nel frigo.
Or in the refrigerator.
O.
Or.
Nel.
In the.
Frigo.
Refrigerator.
It's possible that Katie could leave her passport in the refrigerator. I've seen her try to put other strange things in there by accident.
It's true. So how did we say in the refrigerator? As we know, in becomes ne when it combines. Here, ne combines with il from il frigo, the refrigerator. So we get ne plus il becomes nel, in the refrigerator.
Nel frigo. Nel frigo.
Luckily this time Matteo finds it in an easy place, which also happens quite a lot.
Ah, è qui, sul tavolo.
Ah, it's here, on the table.
È.
It's.
Qui.
Here.
Sul.
On the.
Tavolo.
Table. And here we've got a different preposition. So this time, su, which means on, it combines with il from il tavolo. And we get sul, on the table.
Sul tavolo. Sul tavolo.
Let's review the articulated prepositions you heard in this conversation. Can you remember them? We had to the cafe, literally to the bar.
Al bar. Al bar.
To To the supermarket.
Al supermercato. Al supermercato.
At the till.
Alla cassa. Alla cassa.
In the suitcase. Remember, in becomes ne when it combines.
Nella valigia. Nella valigia.
In the refrigerator.
Nel frigo. Nel frigo.
On the table.
Sul tavolo. Sul tavolo.
Let's listen to the whole conversation again. Matteo, dov'è il mio passaporto?
Non è qui?
No.
Allora, stamattina siamo andati al bar, poi al supermercato. Non dirmi che hai lasciato il passaporto alla cassa.
No, forse è nella valigia o nel frigo.
Ah, è qui, sul tavolo. There are a few more words like these that work in the same way. And you can learn how to use all of them together over on our blog.
You'll also see everything written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz to help it all sink in. You'll find the link in the description.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.